Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, Howard Eskin's going to join us, by the way, coming up at noon today. His take on the game. Now that we've had about 48 hours to kind of digest this thing. Eagles 34, Packers 29. The win, Saquon, Jalen, what has hit you the most from the game on Friday? Hugh, I would say one thing we wish would have hit us a lot would have been the pass rushers, the outside guys, you know, the stand-up pass rushers. But they didn't do much. They combined for no sacks in one hurry. That was by Josh Sweat. But Hugh, the guy that everyone's really talking about or wondering about Bryce Huff. They gave this guy $51 million. It is ironic, and I understand that positional value in the NFL is how contracts go. But like, you watch the game on Friday, and if you were an alien, you came down from outer space, and I said, the Eagles paid Bryce Huff and Saquon Barkley this offseason to come here. And I said to you, which one got paid more money? You would have said, well, the guy that was the best player on the field, Saquon. No, the truth was Bryce Huff was their biggest contract to the free agency this offseason. Hugh, he looked invisible at times. He wasn't making plays. He wasn't hitting Jordan Love. What did you notice? As a guy who's done what he's trying to do, what was going on Friday?
First of all, he's playing left outside linebacker. He was slipping a little bit. I'm watching, as we talk about this, Joe, I'm kind of watching the film. A couple times I saw his rush. He got off the ball a little bit late because they had the actual tight end over there. And it kind of, you know, threw him off a little bit because he's lining up outside the tight end because he's worried about, you know, that release of the tight end. The tight end gave him a little bit of push, and he got off his pass rush. I feel like he's still getting comfortable playing the position that he's playing and playing every down. Like I said when I talked to Elliot, dude, playing first and second down and then having enough juice left to rush on third down. There was a couple times he was out there, he looked a little tired. I think he's still getting comfortable in the role that he's in. Now, as the game progressed, he has some better pass rushes. And he has to understand, man, as small as you are, because I'm looking at it right now. As small as you are, you have to use your speed to your advantage. A lot of times, he just line up wide, and the tackle's just taking him up the field. Mm. He's not threatening that inside at all, because there's a lot of space inside if he decided to take the inside move to get to the quarterback. He just has to get comfortable playing that position. I think it's going to be a little while, man. We got to be a little patient with Bryce. I still got him down for 22 sacks, though.
His career as an Eagle or this year?
No, this year.
Okay. We got to alter that?
I said that with a straight face, too.
I mean, come on.
I'm saying it with a straight face. Because sometimes I'm like I said, I'm looking. He has a little bit of a tail. When he's pass rushing, he likes to get in all fours. When he's playing the run or he's trying to see what's going on, he's standing up. So that's, you know he's not pass. So he's kind of easy to fool. He's going to have to figure out whether or not he wants to be a up pass rusher or a down guy. Because they're going to look at that. And they're going to use that against him a little bit. But he's still getting comfortable.
We might need the Twitter account that has tracked the runs tracker for Hugh to track the Bryce sacks.
Stat, yeah.
If the guy wants to change the account over.
And how many sacks he needs to average
per game
the rest of the way.
So, of all the things Friday.
Sacks come in bunches, man.
We need bunches. Of all the things Friday on defense, the pass rush, the edge rushers are the one that I find the most troublesome, worrisome. Like, the secondary gave up some plays, but I don't think Avante Maddox should start anymore. And once guys are healthy, I don't think he's going to start. I think they'll get him off the field. And I think that secondary could be okay.
Yeah, the secondary is going to be fine.
The linebackers played pretty well. The secondary made some mistakes, but I think that'll fix itself as they get more experience and get Cooper on the field, get Isaiah Rodgers back. And the defensive tackles made some plays. Jordan Early, Jalen Carter's a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, it's the edge rushers. That was our biggest concern before the season, and I didn't feel anything Friday to make me feel like, oh, they're good there.
Yeah, and I guess my question about the whole Bryce Huff thing and the pass rush in general was like, how valid of an excuse is the poor field conditions and then really not being able to get to
them? I think that's somewhat valid. When you're a smaller, speedy guy, I mean, he was slipping and slide, man. I know that when Howard comes on, he's going to say that probably shouldn't have been an issue. It really kind of was an issue. I know we don't want to admit that, but we've seen two times where the field has played somewhat of a factor in the game. And whether you like it or not, it did play a factor in the game.
Panic meter on Bryce Huff. Is it at a 0 out of 10, or is it like a 1 or a 2?
I'm not panicking yet.
Okay.
So, like I said,
zero.
I saw some moves from him. He got something about him. He just needs to figure out how he's going to use that to get to the quarterback. Because like I said, Joe, he He has that speed off the corner. He just needs to engage a lot faster. He needs to engage that and tackle a lot faster than what he did in this game.
So I'll say this about the pass rush. Next Monday is an opportunity for them. I was watching some of the Steelers-Falcons game. They're going to play the Falcons, obviously.
Oh, they got after them.
Kirk's off the Achilles. Kirk Cousins was never much of a mobile guy anyway, but he can't move right now. He just stands there. Yesterday, he didn't move much at all. Now, if Kirk is allowed to stand there, he could throw, right? He could pick you apart. He's done that to the Eagles many times in the past. If they get to him, though, he'll go down for a sack, or he'll get picked off like he did yesterday. So the pass rush has got to be better next Monday. 215-592-9494. Hopefully the next time we do a Hughes breakdown, it's for multiple sacks for Bryce Huff and not another shutout. Zero.
But I will say this. They might have to find a left defensive end.
Excuse me?
they might have to figure out.
They just paid $151 million.
I don't think. Like, just watching the film and watching those guys over there, they don't really have any. They don't have anybody that's that left that is physical. I feel is physical enough to be that left end. Brandon's a little like Brandon, 36 years old, man.
He outsnapped Bryhoff and Smith,
Brandon, come on, man. You about to put that? I know Brandon's. He's still balling, but that's a lot.
I agree.
That's a lot.
I think we guessed it on Friday. He would outsnap the other guys, and he did. All right, we'll see how it moves forward. 215-592-9494. Perry in Philly's up. What's up, Perry?
Nolan Smith asked me to rush it, though. That's
pretty hey, guys.
Rushing.
Hey, Perry. Win's a win. That's what I always say. Win's a win. Super pumped. You know, like my coach used to say, win's a win. But like everyone's touched on, Bond, he was amazing. I've never seen a linebacker like that since Trotter. So I'm very pumped about that. And like most people have said, Quinyon is a stud. The guy, I'm so excited. I feel like we got that cornerback one right now.
Yeah, Perry, you don't want to overreact to a rookie in his first game, but sometimes you could just see a guy that can play. And Quinyon Mitchell can play. I mean, and I thought they tested him, the Packers, early in the game. They threw deep to the end zone to Christian Watson, and he's right there with them. Like, I was like, all right, he can cover. He can play at this level.
He's got the swagger, which I love. But another thing I wanted to touch on, I don't know if you guys heard at all, like the season ticket member event that's been going on. And if you have season tickets, the Eagles sent you an email. You come. They gave away the coolest hat. It shows your section number on the side and then how long you've been a season ticket member. And it was amazing. I brought my four-year-old there. Went through, they did a tour. You got to see the Super Bowl. You got to try on Super Bowl rings and just see how awesome it was to see his face light up, get on the field, and it's amazing. You see this ownership, and Jeffrey Lurie is such a nice guy. I've ran into him before, and it just night and day between the Eagles and the Phillies and the Sixers. And I'm not here to talk too much about the Sixers, but Josh Harris owning the Redskins. It's so hard for me to sit at a Sixers game and give them money when it just feels like such a business. And you got the Phillies and the Eagles, and just it feels like a family.
It is, Perry. It is night and day. You said it. It's a family thing, and it resonates. I mean, Perry, we were, and that's really cool, that event you got to do in the hat and bringing your kid. And Perry, we appreciate the call. Hugh, we were at the link on Friday doing the pregame. And we had Dave Spadaro on, for his segment during the pregame show. And you were stayed for a little bit for the party, right? The Eagles watch party.
The watch party, yeah.
And David told us, and we could feel it just being on the plaza there doing the pregame show, that the Ravens on Thursday night held a similar kind of party.
Only three people came?
Yeah, I think like 1,000 or something, or 1,500, three, whatever the number was. But
three sounds just so bad.
Why even open the doors? But like Baltimore got 1,000 or whatever, 2,000 people to watch the game at the stadium when their team was in Kansas City. And that's fine. That's, not to rip them. That's fine. But compared to here, how many people were there? Dave said like 10 or 15,000?
10 or 15. I think they said they sold like 10,000.
It was 9,500 to 10,000.
Yeah, about 10,000, something like that. So, yeah, that was pretty impressive, man. And they did it big. They had food spread out for everybody. They had the concessions for most people that in that area. And it was nice. Had the big screen, brought out some old old ass Eagles.
Like you.
Not just myself. Me and Trey. We had a good time, man. Trey was doing an autograph sign. It was a fun time. It really, really was. It was great to see all the Eagles fans that were out there.
And NBC kept panning to the crowd at the link when the Eagles scored. That was kind of cool. Like you, Saquon scored, and then they show the people at the link going crazy for Saquon's touchdown. That was really fun. Robert in Germantown. What's up, Robert?
Hey, guys. Beautiful day. I'm driving out here in Kyle Country, Delco. Who knew it could be so beautiful?
It is a beautiful area. Robert, what are you thinking today?
I'm thinking our defensive line stinks. I mean, where were they? Carter, Davis. I was happy with Bond. I've heard you talk about that for the last while. And I was happy with Marshall, and Blankenship played well. But where is our defensive line? I noticed, by comparison, Dallas dominated their defensive line. Micah Parsons, they just went nuts. And some of the other teams, too, were really getting back. We didn't touch the guy. Didn't hurt him at all.
No, not enough,
but
Robert.
But we did hurt him.
Well, they did hurt him at the end, unfortunately. Yeah, he hurt his knee. Jalen Carter got him at the end when he's got a knee sprain. But most of the game, Robert, yeah. Jordan Love was like a little bit shaky in the pocket, and I think that he was slipping a little bit on the field. But in terms of being hit as he threw, or they
did. He was pretty comfortable.
Yeah, the edge rushers weren't good enough. I mean, like they have to be better if this team's going to go far.
Indeed, but I did love Bond's play. I've been calling for good linebacker play for years, and finally I think we got some linebackers back there who are doing what they're supposed to do. Be effective, tackle people, don't miss tackles. It was great to see, guys.
And it was not just one facet, and Robert, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, the thing about Bond on Friday, it's one thing if, you know, he got a couple of pass rush opportunities and he made a couple of plays. He also had 15 tackles in the run game. He was making most of the plays, Zach
Bond. He was very, very active. Like I said, he's probably like, there's a lot of times where you look at some of the plays that were made, and it wasn't a whole lot of cats out there trying to tackle people. At least he was one of them.
Yeah.
He was one of them. There's a lot that you have to clean up, but at the same time, there's a lot that you can be proud of when you watch this Eagles team play, because they bowled their neck when they had to, especially in the beginning of the game. I'm pretty sure nobody thought that it was going to go the way that it did with your back against the wall like that. And Vic Fangio, Coach Fangio, had to pull some rabbits out of his hat. You talk about, remember early on, we talked about, is Vic a magician? Yeah.
He had some magician moments on Friday.
Yeah, he had some magician moments. Like, I mean, you got to give him his props, man, especially when you talk about the lack of pass rush that you got against that quarterback. Come on, man.
So
he's a magician.
Here's some magician work. Dumbledore. If you have a chance,
Dumbledore.
Go back and watch the Reed Blankenship interception. Reed made the play, right? I want to give Reed credit. But that play was a Vic Fangio interception. If you watch it, Bond faked a blitz. Like, he faked he was going to pressure, and then he dropped back and got in the tight end's way, and then, like, it kind of threw the route off.
Yeah.
And then Reed jumped up and made the pick. I mean, if you had told me in the first quarter that they were going to win the way they did, I would have said, I don't know. I mean, it was going the wrong way, but they buckled down. Not sure about this one. They buckled down and stopped him in the red zone.
That needs to be used more.
Not sure about that.
I heard that a few times. They were like,
really?
With certain people talking
Jordan in Utah's up. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good, Jordan. What's up, pal?
First of all, I'm a huge fan of Hugh Douglas. Thank you for what you did for the Eagles.
Well, thank you very much, Jordan. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if they would have, you know, I wish they would have signed you for a $51 million contract other than Bryce Huff.
Well, so does Hugh.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, what are we paying for?
Probably would have been about the same output at the first game, though.
Does she do anything for us?
Yeah, but I think you could do a better job than he's been doing. Even at the age you are.
At 53, I can still... Nah.
You couldn't have been less productive on Friday. You couldn't have been less productive. He had zero tackles.
He had one tackle, didn't he?
Was it one?
I think he had one.
Okay, I thought it was zeros across the board.
Well, I'm looking like, as we're talking, the game is on. It looked like he had one tackle.
Let me check the official box.
Even if he had one, I think you could have had two.
I appreciate you having that much faith in me.
Jordan, what do you think about Jalen's play?
Jalen's play, I mean, the interceptions were concernful. I get it. But, like,
one.
I think he'll be fine moving forward. I think, you know, I think going forward, like, he's a great player. So I think they'll clean up things. I think he's in a different offense for the first time with, you know, he's had different coordinators every year he plays, really. So I think moving forward, he'll be just fine. I just, you know, it was concerning watching it. Of course, the first quarter was like, it was awful. It was something we didn't want to see. But like, I think moving forward, he'll be great.
Well, I think that he'll certainly be better, Jordan. We appreciate the phone call, man. We appreciate you listening. So Jalen will be better. But see, here's what troubles me about what we saw Friday. If it was the first time he had shown poor decision-making, I think I would just brush it away. Oh, new coordinator, right? This was last year. You know, Jalen Hurts 2 years ago, and really in his first year, too, as a starter in 2021, I thought his best attribute was he didn't make mental errors. He didn't put the ball in harm's way very often. Mm-hmm. He protected the football. That has changed. I mean, the numbers don't lie. It's changed now over the last 2 years on Jalen Hurts. All right, so we did officially find, yes, it was one tackle for Bryce.
Yeah, one tackle. Yeah, and because, like I said, I watched the game and I saw it. I was like, oh, he got tackled.
But he did have the hat trick in these categories. The zero sacks, zero tackles for loss, zero quarterback hits. It's kind of what we're paying him to
do. Hey, Bryce. If you're listening to the station right now, don't take it personal, man. I mean, it is what it is. You got next week. You got next Monday night. Let them know. Show them what you can do next Monday night, bro.
Is he just saving it for the home crowd? Is that what it was?
That's what it is. He's saving it for the sequel.
I like that.
He's saving it for the field that he got after us on. No, we played up there.
Yeah, that was in New York.
It would have been better if that would have been the case. But anyway.
It's a good story. I like it.
Yeah, you know me. You know I like to embellish just a little bit.
Just weaving a nice tail here. Derek.
Just doing my best.
Derek and Paola's up. Hey, Derek.
Yo, it's like y'all like Comedy Central, man.
What we do? Listen, I'm just saying.
Bryce Huff, that's his first game, man. He ain't paying all that money to go out there and dominate in one game. He gotta.
Well, you know, I don't know. Hey, Derek, that dog might not hunt because, you know, Vaughn went out there and he dominated
yeah,
first game.
Saquon,
he might not do nothing else. You might not hear Vaughn's name the rest of the season.
Yeah, you're right.
The thing that I'm getting from the Eagles game, and after them first two turnovers, my head did go down. But the most encouraging thing that I got was the Eagles, last year, we would have lost that game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Two turnovers inside the red zone. We gave up 6 points. The snap with Juergens and Hurts and all that stuff going on. I feel like this team is definitely a whole lot tighter right now through adversity than they were last year already. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I like, Derek? I think Friday gave us the evidence that they've moved past last year. Because I agree with you. If this happened at the end, if this happened in December of last year, they don't find a way to win. Like they would have fallen apart after the first quarter.
And listen, the other thing is, a lot of them young cats on the team, they ain't never been on an airplane for 10 hours, cuz. You flying 10 hours over there, never probably been out the country. The Eagles, man, that was a good win, man.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
If we could do that with everything. Jalen Hurts, man, he'll tell you flat out, yeah, I got to play better. I felt like that first interception, he was antsy. After that little slippage with Saquon and it backed him up, and they was a little antsy, so that was a bad ball. That one that he threw in the end zone to A.J., I could live with that because if A.J. don't slip, that's not an interception. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But all this talk about he can't run no more. Yo, these DNs is 6'5", 220 pounds, bro.
And they rolling.
They running 4'5", 4'6". Hurts is probably a 4'6" guy at best. These guys are athletes,
grown
man. So them not getting the corner, if they're flanked out wide like that, that don't mean he's not fast no more. He can't, you know, up the middle is different, but getting around that edge with these young boys they got out there, that's a tough task, man.
Sure. Well, and
he's going to be good, man.
Well, I like Friday.
Got a lot of weapons, man.
They do. They put up 34 despite turning the ball over twice. That's the positive
sign. That's a
good
game, right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, look, you got what? It's 11:30, right? You got till 2 o'clock, man. Throw some positivity. Green Bay went home with a loss, and they lost their quarterback for a couple weeks. Man.
Oh, that could have been the end of their season. Yeah well, they're
look
lucky.
How he got lost. So some like desperation, Hail Mary, you know what I'm saying?
They could be in some
like
negative,
that,
Joe.
So.
Who's being negative? Yeah, Saquon's awesome, and Vaughn was awesome. Vaughn was the best 53 I've seen in this uniform, maybe ever.
Leave Bryce Huff alone. Leave him alone.
No!
Here's the deal. There's no positive, there's no negative. There's just what we saw, right? And what we saw is the win is great.
But it sounds so negative, though.
Bryce Huff?
Yeah, it is.
He didn't do anything, Hugh.
They got to tackle.
Oh, God.
You know how hard it is to get a tackle in the NFL?
Well, I couldn't do it, but he's paid to do it.
I don't give a shit.
All right, can we comment on what Derek said about the speed of Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
It's very obvious to my eyes he's not as fast as he was relative to the league 2 years ago. I mean, like that. He used to get the corner. He doesn't get anymore. Now, he could still run a little bit through the last drive. He converted to first downs running. Yeah. I'm not saying he's like a statue now.
Kind of.
But he can't get the corner. I want him to stop trying to get the corner. It feels like a waste of a play.
I've been saying that. I said that even before the season started.
Yeah, but you didn't say it because he can't get the corner.
I didn't say it because he couldn't run. I'd say it because it adds more weight to it. It has more heft when it happens. When it's not expected. See, Jalen's still playing like people don't know he's a running quarterback, or people try to, you know, make him run. Like that's how Green Bay played him the other night. That's why it was so easy. They had a spy on him. And every time he took off running, they had somebody
but
there for him.
He used to beat that spy.
He used to.
Yeah.
Now he's not so much. Whether that is because guys have gotten faster, whatever it is. But the bottom line is this. He ran when he had to, and he came up big in the fourth
and he
quarter.
Did. And
that's all I need from him. That's it.
That's fine. We have to eliminate the wasted plays where he just goes to the right.
Who was that talking crazy, talking about six design runs for him? Friday, when we did – well, was it – yeah, we did the show Friday. Who said something about six design? No.
Oh,
no
six design. Spadaro.
No, we don't need that.
Well, not if he's not if he's running at this speed.
We need to stop it. We don't need that many runs. Would you might hit me?
Well,
with
I just like I don't want to hear about other guys. The defense now, defensive players are all of a sudden faster from 2 years ago. Like that feels like the most.
I'm trying to be optimistic, big time.
I know you are. I know
just
you are.
Call it for what it is.
Did he say COVID? Did he say it sound like COVID?
No, coping.
Oh. Coping.
Yeah, like coping like with the fact that Jalen has clearly lost his step. I don't want to pile on the guy. I like the fact that he clutched up in the fourth quarter. I think the reality that we have to face is
clutching up. Yeah.
He did. I think the reality we have to face with this guy is that he's not the get the edge type of runner anymore. He's more of like and this sounds weird to say about a quarterback. He's like a downhill power runner. Like they get him the ball while he's just like running right up the gut. And that's where he looks the best. And like when he took that dude, he carried a couple guys, like laid his shoulder down and got the first down. Like that's the kind of running that Jalen has to do. The whole like read option thing was so ineffective. And I always go back to what Nick Bosa said after the 49ers game. Like there's clearly a concerted effort by defensive coordinators out there to stop Jalen Hurts from doing that. And that was clear on Friday.
So I've mentioned this a lot this offseason. And if he was a running back, which he's not, he's a quarterback. But when he runs and he takes off, right, he's running. If he was a running back and I said to you he had 1,100 carries on his body since the start of college, you know what you might say?
Derrick Henry.
He lost a step. And that Jalen Hurts has run the football over 1,100 times from Alabama to Oklahoma to the Eagles. It's natural. It makes sense that he may have just lost a step in terms of speed, and that's okay. He can still be effective. He can still win. This happened to Russell Wilson, Hugh. Not the Russell Wilson now that's a backup or whatever he is. Like 6 years ago in Seattle, Russell lost a step. He was still effective for a while. You could be effective as a mobile quarterback, just not quite as fast as he used to be. He's in that range now. 215-592.
Yeah, I see Russell Wilson this season.
Yeah.
Russell's in that Donovan Viking stage of his career.
Hey, the worst thing you could have happen to you is that calf getting hurt and Justin Fields doing what he did.
Yeah, the oven's beeping for Russell because he is cooked. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, reaction to the game, Jalen's performance, and we'll let you hear what Jaws said post-game about what he saw from Jalen Hurts. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let me tell you about Hatfield. And we are heading into the most wonderful time of the year. That's football season. And what's on the menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're a tailgate king or a gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.